Neurological update, Jacqueline Otell, 1405, 123.13. Copy to Stephen Dreyer, MD. Fax 972-238-8735. Sherry, C-H-E-R-Y-L. Booth, B-O-O-T-H. Owens Ear Center. Please see Physician Henry Noel for full details. She follows up for her lapse in remitting multiple sclerosis on no IMD, comma, fibromyalgia, comma, chronic tinnitus and loss of hearing in left ear. New paragraph, last office visit, 9/18/12. At that time, we reviewed her imaging studies from 3/5/12, which were essentially unchanged compared to 11/6/09. There were two small foci of abnormal, of altered signal intensity in the deep white matter in the right frontal region on flare. No gadolinium enhancement. The MRI of the cervical spine was unremarkable. New graph, currently she has two distinct problems. One is after a trip to the East Coast, she's noticed the intermittent numbness of the left lateral foreleg and toes, an occasional dropped foot. This had actually first manifested itself back in February 2012. And at that time, she had a positive tinnitus at the left fibular head, was thought to be a left perineal palsy at the fibular head. This state's improved when she stopped crossing her legs, but it has recurred recently. She's also had some increasing low back pain, especially at night. Perhaps she continues to have tinnitus, loss of hearing in the left ear, and is being worked up by Dr. Booth. They're trying to decide whether it is a ear problem or related to her MS. She apparently had a positive ENG, and she's leaning towards Meniere's. New paragraph, she has posterior spinous process tenderness at L5. She has 4 over 5 weakness of left anterior to the valves and 3 plus over 5 weakness of the extensor hallucis longus. Vibration is attack at the left big toe. She walks 25 feet in 5.0 seconds with no assist. Impression, number 1, relapse remitting multiple sclerosis, semicolon stable on no IMD. Number 2, left foot, left foreleg and top of foot numbness with intermittent foot drop rollout. Left L5 radiculopathy and or left perineal palsy. Number 3, chronic left tinnitus, loss of hearing rollout in ears versus MS related. Plan MRI of the head and lumbar spine. Brain stimulatory potential. Further diagnosis and treatment depending on results. Routine follow-up in 4 months.